Are you affected by addiction and struggling to find hope? You don't have to feel this way anymore. Welcome to The Peace We Crave, Find Your Freedom in Addiction Recovery with me, your host, Tanya Day. There is hope. As a spiritual life recovery coach, I use a unique holistic approach of meditation, Reiki energy and sound healing, and spiritual life transformation to help you find peace and serenity. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and have had enough, I get it. I've been there and I can provide a listening and sympathetic ear. Creating calm in your recovery is possible. If you are ready for help and hope towards your freedom in recovery, join into the Peace We Crave show with me as I help you find your freedom in addiction recovery. It all starts now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I have the absolute incredible honor of taking this journey with Tanya D. And let me tell you, today's show is especially important. You know, this is about thriving in sobriety. And that is, I think, one of the most difficult ideas for anyone that has made the decision to enter the world of sobriety, enter the world of recovery, is to understand that there is something on the other side of surviving. Today, this is about going beyond just surviving. Now, look, this is who this amazing young woman is. Tanya D is somebody that knows what it's like to be affected by addiction. She knows what it's like to have every tentacle of it reach out and touch all the people in your lives and understand how it affects who you are, your life, your career, your livelihood, your health, well-being, and especially the way you are here on this earth. That's why the show, The Peace We Crave, is so incredible, because we do crave that peace. But yet, if you're on the journey of recovery, you think that is for other people. You don't think that is for you. And that's why this show is a game changer. Tanya, it's so great to have you take this topic about thriving, because, you know, like when you're in the rooms or when you're in recovery or when you're at that place, you're like, man, how am I going to get through the day? And somebody says, don't worry, you're going to be thriving. And you're like, what?
Right, exactly. You know, moving from coping to healing, and then we get to thriving. Right. And thriving to me is when my mind began to clear and I was able to see, like, the grass was greener, right? And the sky was a little bit bluer. And maybe I heard birds chirping. I didn't hear it before. And it was just like, wow, was this all here? And I just never noticed. Did I really just miss out on all of this beautiful life? And I was, because I was. It was like a veil of, like, yeah, you know, Dr. Pat, like, as a, like a veil of like gray fog in front of you. And then you take that substance away and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, don't you think at first, because, you know, the show is called The Peace We Crave. And for many people listening, we're not saying that we don't understand how absolutely chaotic it feels, especially early on. I mean, we're right there with you. This is the part of this that you so emphasize, that you emphasize that you can go from wherever you are, you can go to a different place. You could go to that place of peace, and you could go to the place where you thrive. You can build a life. You could build a career, right? But What does it mean to you to thrive in sobriety? Because people say, yes, thriving, I get it. No, we're talking about thriving in sobriety.
Right. It's not just that, to take a quote from the rooms, to white knuckle it, right? When you're first in there, you're just like, how, like you said, how am I not going to use today? How am I going to get through the day? What am I going to do? And getting to the point in life where I don't think about that anymore, personally. I'm not sitting here saying, how am I going to do this today? I'm thinking about, hey, what can I do today to have a really great day? What is going to enhance my sobriety today? What's going to bring me peace today? What's going to bring me joy today? And I have that choice and I can do that today.
Yeah.
And to me, thriving is just, oh my gosh, just finding out who I am, learning to love myself, just being my own person. Just, it's such a beautiful thing when I can separate myself enough to start to go towards that.
Yeah. Look, I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to get through for everybody listening. We're going to describe what this feels like. We're going to give you two things to really think about. We're going to give you the version of ourselves that sounds like chaos, that feels like chaos. And especially we're coming into this holiday. Then we're going to give you the other version. What does thriving mean? Does thriving mean you can get accepted into the school you wanted to get into? Does it mean you could even think about it? Or you're over here thinking, I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to amount to much. We're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, Tanya D is going to walk you through it. And this is the show where you get to give up struggling if you choose to. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Peace We Crave. Oh, Tanya D, this is a favorite show, right? This is amazing. It's your freedom in addiction recovery. Before we go on, I want you to go to The Peace, P-E-A-C-E, We Crave.com. The Peace We Crave.com. And then Facebook, The Peace We Crave. And then Instagram, The Peace We Crave. Oh, wait, Twitter, The Peace We Crave. All of the above will get you to the place where you will get that peace that you so long for. Listen, before the break, we were talking about thriving in sobriety. And I gave an example about, we know what it feels like to be in the middle of chaos. But if we've never had the framework, tell us what thriving in sobriety felt like to you.
Really glad you asked that question. It's kind of bringing me back to when I don't know if this makes sense to you, Dr. Pat, but that pink cloud, it's kind of like you're on that pink cloud and you're starting to get like off of it a little bit. And you're like, oh crap, I have to do something different. And you're like, what do I do? And it was that kind of jumping off place where I was like, I need to do something different here. I don't want to just go day by day. I don't want to just sit here and like not use one day at a time. I want more. I want more. And by wanting more and being open to that and starting to really get into my journey, I just learned so many things. I just got exposed to so much stuff. I just kept asking questions and finding people who had what I wanted and just doing what they did. And then here I am, I'm in this amazing place of just absolute peace and joy. And just like, I can look in the mirror every day and not say, I hate myself.
Yeah. I love that you're talking about this because I want to go back to the couple of things you said, because it's the pathway to it. It's the pathway. I believe what you just said, you nailed it. It's the pathway to thriving. It's when you have those moments that you now get hungry. I too ask questions. I asked a lot of questions, and I was very fortunate to be with somebody that was very open to a new way of being. I mean, we would take field trips, and these were the kinds of things with those special. But I always remember butting up against the new me. Let's talk about the new me, which is the new you. If you're listening to this, it's you. And that new you may wake up one day and go into that very high paying job. Hello, your big house, you're like three cars, and you may go into that job and all of a sudden it doesn't feel right anymore. Because we confuse thriving with material things. I'm not saying it's not, but isn't thriving also an inside job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And there were definitely things in my life too that I, for instance, there was a particular person in my life and I kind of was just, they were just in my life because they always had been, they were just there, you know, and I stop using. And then I'm like, why am I talking to this person? We have nothing here. And they're here and I'm slowly turning into another person. And it's that transitional period again, right? I'm transitioning to somebody new. I'm growing, I'm changing. I'm doing things differently because of what I was doing wasn't working before. So I have to do something differently. And then I'm just like, I you're not it anymore. You know, you're just not who I want to be around. And you're right. It's an inside job. It's finding out who I am, what I like, what I value, right? Yeah. The kind of person I want to be.
Yeah. I mean, the reason we're talking about this is the word thriving is used a lot, but it's very rarely used in conjunction with thriving in sobriety, because there's a notion, I think, sometimes where let me just get through the day one day at a time. Let me just not drink. And I think that works. You have to be at that place, but you also have to look for a future. You have to keep your eye on knowing. And, you know, I have to tell you, I was very fortunate to work with somebody who knew I wasn't going to be your typical in the rooms person. And he was so smart. He said, you're going to memorize these 12 things. And they weren't the steps. They were the promises. And I had no idea what they were. I didn't know where they were. But the minute that he had me read them out loud, it reeked of thriving. It was something I never could imagine, a new freedom, you know, going to learn how to handle things. But that's what we're talking about with thriving. We're talking about clearing away the sludge.
Yeah, yeah. And I, too, have people in my life who knew I wasn't going to be your typical. Agreed. Yeah. And there's people that I'm with now who just, I feel like we've been growing so much exponentially, and just other people have just kind of settled and they're kind of the way they are. And I'm like, no, I want something better. I don't want to just be sitting around, like, you know, living life and just going to the next thing, going to the next meeting, going to the next, you know, whatever. I want to do more. I want to see more. I want to experience more.
Now, I do know that I did get some great advice. And clearly the best advice I got, which I hated, was the relationship thing. Not a good idea for you to be popping into it. That, you know, I take that one and I'm like, okay, I get that. Because I think that I was so used to being in that, in relationship, and just not really caring for myself. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about why someone would want to thrive and survive. I want to know what's in it for me, because I would love for people that are in sobriety to believe that they have a birthright to want stuff, right? You can have desire. Go ahead, talk to the things. What did you desire?
I just wanted, first of all, I just wanted just an overall better life. I just wanted things to be better than they were. And then I got to that point. And then I said, no, I want these really true and deep, honest relationships. I don't want to be sitting here at, you know, some kind of like certain level. I want to really have deep, amazing conversations with people, really just be honest, really trusting, actually experience really true love, right? Not just that superficial, like, oh yeah, I love you, whatever. No, like apps at like those ride or die kind of people that are going to be there. Right. And again, just being true to my values, knowing what my values even are, and then exploring that and being true to myself and true to the kind of person I want to be and be around.
I love it. You know, the other day somebody quoted a statistic for me and I had to look it up because I didn't. Okay. Did I believe it? No, I did believe it, but I wanted to fact check it. COVID, which we came out of, had an interesting effect on people. Number one, the good news is it blew the doors down about how people can gather. Zoom meetings were boom, they were great. Other kind of meetings, any kind of groups forms. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh my God, like people just came together. Why? Because drinking increased by 60%. Now, we need to talk about sobriety and thriving. How difficult is it from where you sit? How was it difficult, was it, for you to wrap your mind around the fact that if you stayed sober, if you are sober, that your thriving desires would come true?
I at first I wasn't sure if it would actually happen.
Right. I wasn't right. either.
Yeah, exactly. You're like in this really weird period where you're just like, what am I even doing? And I'm not even sure. And once I got to that point where I figured it out, that's when, you know, I really was looking to thrive, not just survive every day.
Yeah. You know, there's a movie that came out with Sandra Bullock. I love this movie because part of the movie is you have to be able to not kill a plant. And this and so this is really funny, but it's not, because I say to Jessica, because I'm working remote, I'm in New Jersey, I'm in our East Coast locations, we're building an East Coast presence. And I'm like, Jessica, what are my plants? What are my plants? I'm obsessed about it, but she doesn't know why. And my plants at home, she's taking care of. Because there was something about water, taking care of a plant that was so hard to do, right?
Yeah.
But I passed that test. And once I passed that test, I graduated myself to more. What does it take for people in recovery to really accept thriving as a way of life and not surviving?
Wow. I'm really glad you asked that. I would say that to really accept it, to really be able to say, yes, I'm on this journey. Yes, I'm going to not do that anymore. I'm going to go this way. Like you were talking about before about the job, maybe I'm switching my job. Maybe my passions totally changed. And being in a place of acceptance with that, there's a certain grieving process that goes along with that, right? I'm getting rid of my old life that wasn't working, and I'm moving towards something else. And I don't even know what that is yet. And I'm just kind of doing the things that others tell me to do, that I'm looking to do, that I'm interested in. I'm just exploring. And I'm not really sure what's going on, but at the same time, I have a ton of support and people just saying, go, 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 do it. You can do it. And then it's just such it's an amazing process. But when you're in it, it's like, is this what it's going to be? Is this, and some things are harder than others and you want to give up and you're, what am I going to do? And then one day you wake up, you go, oh my gosh, I did it. The peace we crave, right? I have this amazing thing that I created. I have this amazing life now. What? It's just all this hard work that I continue to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I love the way the conversation gets twisted a little bit. I was reading an article on a new term. Have you heard this term? I was just a little bit out of my mind when I heard it. So there's a new term. So we don't classify people in the alcohol category. So there's this new term now. It's called HID. It's called high intensity drinking. Okay, binge drinkers. And this show is for all y'all and for us. It's for anybody out there. If you fit in this category, we're talking to you. Because if you're this, I don't care what you want to call it, it's called alcohol abuse. If you're in this category, you are surviving. You can't wait to get to your next binge. I call them B2B. Like, that's not B2B for business. It's B2B, binge to binge, right? If you're doing that, hello, what piece are we craving there?
Yeah, you can't have any because you're still in that haze. Are you really living at that point? You're just surviving again. You're just going day to day.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question about this, because this is the thing that's it's an underpinning. There's this underpinning that we don't talk about that holds us back from thriving. It is a thing where we are so tied down or tied to what other people think of us. Isn't it a real thing in recovery? Don't you think it's like a real thing that holds us from our freedom?
I absolutely agree. I would say that could be an issue for a lot of people, but especially those of us in recovery, my gosh, how many of us, I mean, I'll speak for myself, I guess. I would go out and have this and that and do this and that because they were doing it. And I would, you know, go to the places where there was alcohol being served because that's what everybody was doing and that's what I should be doing. And I'm young and that's what you do. And, you know, da 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 da. And it's like, why do I have to do what everybody else does? Why do I have to make my life the way my mother says it should be, or my, you know, my teacher or my coach or whoever, you know, why am I listening to them? I need to be true to me, what I want to do with my life.
Yeah. And, you know, it really cuts across a lot of a lot of issues. I mean, we kind of think, we say it lightly, but I don't know about you. I mean, you calculate the times in your life when you're doing things because other people think you should do it. And then you calculate how bad you feel when you don't do it. And when you feel bad, what do you think we do?
We drink and use.
That's right. Because we don't want to feel bad. We don't want to feel judged. How can we help people experience moments of true joy, even during the tough times?
I found it by having this foundation, by having and doing all the spiritual practices that I do, the energy healing that I do, all the work that I do is everything that kind of gives me that solid foundation. And once I have that solid foundation in my recovery, the sky's the limit. I can go wherever.
Yeah. I want to talk a minute. Let's talk a minute about what you do and how people can work with you, because this is what you've created, the peace we crave. And it's so powerful, just that phrase, because we do crave it. And the more we crave it, sometimes the harder it seems we'll get there because we don't know how. Isn't that why you do what you do? To help people with the how.
Exactly. Yes, the how. And the how looks different for everybody. So what's beautiful about what I do is, you know, everything is tailored to what you need, you know, and how your how looks. The basic thing is just stop using. That's really the biggest thing, right? And then the sky's the limit from there. We can meditate together. We can do energy healings together. We can do a little bit of other types of transformational work. And then we could do fun stuff, right? There's all kinds of fun stuff to do in sobriety too. And we could talk about that, what that looks like for you.
Yeah. What was the scariest thing you did on your way to thriving, right? Like, yeah, I call it my little joy meter. Like, there's something I love to do, but I had never done it. Sober. Dancing.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought, and I moved to a place where two-step dancing, country dancing, 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 three, four times a night. Oh my God, I thought I was going to lose my mind and my heart. It was so hard until I did it.
Right. Yep. I remember my first sober dance. It was so much fun. I was like, wow, I can not use and drink and have fun dancing. This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, you know, the only difference is no, people aren't trying to pick you off the floor. That's the difference. But see, these are the things that thriving is about. I don't think you and I, and especially you, I don't think you're saying you're not going to have to overcome challenges that you're bringing with you. I don't think you and I are saying that, right? But it's so much easier if you can work with somebody that knows the path and knows how to get you past them. You know, it's so incredible to think something as simple as learning how to two-step or line dance. Right? But aren't these the things you do to help people thrive?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hiking is good when you're sober, but it's very different experience. But let me ask you this question. As you look forward and you're talking to the people you work with, what do you want to say to them about the pathway to thriving in sobriety?
Well, first of all, I want to say that life still happens, right? It's life on life terms. We're not living this life to leave unscathed, right? Everybody has things that happen, and it's how we can cope with them every day, how we can thrive when these things continue to come in our lives. So, are you struggling to find hope? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you had enough? There's so much hope out there. You don't have to feel this way anymore. Join us and find peace and serenity in your addiction recovery today.
Now, how do people join you? You have different groups you're doing. What is the best way for people to become part of what you're doing?
The best way, honestly, is just go to my website, www.thepeacewecrave. You can find all the information there. Search me on social media. I'm all over the place. You can find me.
Yeah. Thank you for being on social media, because that is a taboo we have broken through. Hello. Just doing this show is like off the charts, right? Thank you so much for having the courage to step out into the world and not just tell people about thriving, but show them. Thank you for doing all of that.
Thank you for having me.
I want to tell everybody there's more coming, The Peace We Crave. Please go to the website, and I'm not kidding, social media conversations. Step into the world where you change that S of surviving to a T for thriving. Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. And remember, you can have it all in sobriety. You can have it all. See you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Peace We Crave, Find Your Freedom in Addiction Recovery with me, your host, Tanya D, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in the first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, as we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches. Let's stop struggling in recovery and restore hope. Join us for each show as we design a pathway to peace and serenity in addiction recovery. You don't have to struggle in recovery anymore. Let me help you find the peace we crave. For more information, visit thepeacewecrave.com.